All right, welcome, folks, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And I haven't talked to you guys one-on-one for a while, although I'm sure it probably has not been that long, Bobby, has it?
I don't know, Phil. It's a lot of fun, though. I was asking Steve, when was the last time we were on the Henry Show? And what'd you say, Steve?
I don't know, but we've been a long time. It seems like a lot of other people, like Margaret.
I'm on the show because I'm a part of the panel.
We know, Margaret. We get that. But I'm just saying, Steve was... I think our voice is important, too.
You have a very important voice, Bobby. And one of the reasons why we're having you on the program is the comments you made on your Twitter feed today.
Yeah, I've got it right here about being Bobo and everything.
Yeah, what was this whole thing about being Bobo?
Well, are you doing that on purpose?
Am I doing what on purpose?
It's not about Bobo, but...
There was a whole lot more in the tweet, Phil.
No, I understand that. Bud is just, he's giving some shorthand to it. We're talking about...
You talk about the Danger shorthand?
Not Doug Dang?
Don't do that, Steve. All right.
No, I'm not talking about Doug Danger shorthand.
I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley, I didn't mean to offend you.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make here, Bud, is, yes, today on Twitter I sounded off because I've had just about enough of it. I've had people call me Booby, Bubba, Boo Boo Boo, and...
Yeah, they call you Boo Boo because
of the Yogi the Bear. And the reason why I'm bringing... Well, why did they do that?
Well, they said I sound like Yogi Bear.
Someone said they thought Steve sounded like Dean Wheeler.
Yogi the Bear?
Yeah, Yogi the Bear.
He played for the New York Yankees.
Yogi Berra played for the New York Yankees. Yogi Berra...
Oh, yeah, right.
It's the cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon.
So, all right, so anyway, having said all of that.
Yeah, having said all of that, I got very frustrated because I've had people here at Western Estates say, hey, Booby, oh, I'm sorry, hey, Bobby. And I know that it's being done on purpose. I know that it's being done because people want to objectify me as if I'm nothing more than just, you know, I'm the Homeowners Association president, but to a lot of these people, Steve...
A lot of these people just think my wife's a tramp in the tight pants, you know?
I'm a tramp in tight pants with the 2-inch heels, and I look good. And a lot of the women around here, and I hope they're listening to this, a lot of the women around here don't like that. Mary Beth McGovery, Susan Watsonberg, Kimberly Annick, and Jamie Bouvier. All of these women I know are jealous of the fact that I look good in pants and the high heels. And all of them, they were pregnant, and guess what? The baby fat never did come off. Did it, Janice? So that when you walk down the street...
Walk down the street.
You can see the weight shifting heavily from one side.
What is this going to be? Is this... Bobby, are you going to come on here and put down... these women that are rivals of yours?
No, what do you mean rivals of mine?
Well, what is this about? I thought this was about the fact that people are getting your name wrong.
Well, what it comes down to is I'm feeling very, very aggressive. And when I hear someone call me Bobo or Boo Boo or any of these names that I'm sure they think are really funny, I autonomically...
That's the word she got from her Uncle Reed, Mr. Henry.
Autonomically. So in other words, you feel motivated without any conscious, you're moving without any conscious effort?
Well, that's what my Uncle Reed said, he said, when I feel like, and I told him, but the first thing that I reached for when I heard someone call me Bobo was the meat tenderizing mallet, Steve, right?
Yeah, the meat tenderizing mallet was on the kitchen.
So I reached for that. I wasn't intending on hurting anyone, but when I heard the name Janice Greeley, I heard the name Jamie Bouvier, and how fat both of them are, calling me Bobo and Boo Boo and Booby. I did. I reached for the meat tenderizing mallet, and I talked to my Uncle Reed later because he was in town, and he was at my parents' house, and he said, well, that was an autonomic reaction.
Meaning you weren't thinking about reaching for that mallet, you just...
I wasn't thinking about it. And so I said, if you could spell that out for me and write that down and text it to me. And so he did.
Yeah, her uncle, Reed, is a very smart man, Mr. Henry, and he knows the words.
All right, so the uncle is Reed, what's his name?
Reed Robbie.
And he's a college professor, and he gave you the word autonomic. But the more important issue here, Bobby, I think, is not so much you using the word autonomic, although it's an impressive word.
Well, you know, Margaret, I understand that you don't like it every time I look good, and it makes you look like you don't have all the big words, you know?
Darling, believe me when I tell you, I don't care if you know the big word. I really don't.
And you know that I look good in pants.
Yes, I know you look good in pants, and I'll never look as good as you in pants, and that's okay. How does that feel?
Yeah, okay.
I have a question.
Let's get off of that kick, and let's move on to more important areas of discussion here. What is your question, Margaret?
I was about to ask it, Phil, before you interrupted with your speech.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, she was about to ask it before you interrupted with a speech.
I apologize. Go ahead.
I wanted to know, Bobby, that about your violent inclination, the need to use that meat tenderizing mallet on someone. Forget about the autonomic nature of your reaching for it. Let's talk about you wanting to reach for it, all right, and wanting to do damage physically to women that call you Bobo or Boo Boo or Bubba or whatever it is. Does that not give you pause?
What?
What are you?
Doesn't it scare you that you want to? Autonomically.
No, it doesn't scare me. What scares me is that these women with impunity, just because I look good in a pair of pants, okay, and because they don't, and because they've hung onto their baby fat, and because when they walk, you can see it shifting from one side to the next, it's almost, you know, Steve.
Yeah, it just goes, it swings almost, if you've ever seen these buckets of cement.
Right, like the buckets of cement.
So you're insulting these women because of how fat they are, and you look better in a pair of pants. I get it. Aren't you afraid of the violence?
Bobby, what Margaret's saying is you have these violent tendencies that need to be addressed.
What do they need to be addressed? My wife's the one, because she looks good in a pair of pants.
Wait a minute with the pair of pants, okay? We know that your wife...
You almost said my boy?
You almost called me his boy.
No, I didn't. I'm saying that Bobby, you look good in a pair of pants. That's fantastic. The fact is that when these women call you these names, you want to react violently. I don't think I've ever heard you... Well, yes, I have. I've heard you fake like you're kicking Steve in the groin and doing all kinds of violence, but I never imagined that you would actually resort to violence because people are offending. What is it about your name getting carved up that way?
My wife has made it very clear...
It, Steve. Thank you very much. I have made it very clear to you, Mr. Henry, down through the years on your program, on your show, on the Bob and the Bob and Ken show, and on the Ken and John show. All right.
Okay. So on a lot of shows, including ours.
What's the name of your show again?
Phil Henry Show.
Yes, on your show too. I've made it very clear that I don't. My name is Bobby. And that's the name I prefer. And because I prefer a certain name, a lot of the women here at Western Estates, members of the Homeowners Association Board, yes, and others, because I look good in a pair of pants.
What is it with this? It's General Shaw here, Bobby. What is it with this? You look good in a pair of pants.
General Shaw, what are you, just waking up?
Yeah, ain't you heard too good? My wife looks good in a pair of pants.
I know she looks good in a pair of pants. I've been hearing that. What's that? What do you say she looks good in a pair of pants? You're talking about like... painter's pants? Are you talking about chinos?
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about something skin tight in the 2-inch heels, 2 or 3-inch heels. Okay? God.
All right, so you look good in a pair of pants. And they call you boo-boo as a result of that?
General, it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, let her finish, General.
Fine, I mean, Jesus. Yeah, what, did you just wake up from your coma or something?
How'd you like to be put in a coma? All right, let's listen to Bobby here, please.
Is it me?
Go ahead.
I was saying, okay, that because I look good in a pair of pants...
Holy Jesus.
That's right. These women have taken to being catty. They mock me behind my back. And yes, they call me boo-boo, booby, boo-boo.
Yeah, they can't just call her Bobby.
Okay, so Bobby, it sounds to me like you are surrounded by a lot of immature women on your Homeowners Association board and elsewhere, and you should ignore them.
That right there, I second that.
Yeah, I third that.
Well, I don't. I think what you ought to do is if you're so angry about it, take that meat tenderizing mallet and go to work. You gotta be kidding me. No, I'm not kidding. If that's your instinct, go ahead. You'll find out very soon what that gets you.
What is that spot? Are you daring me to do that?
Yeah, I was trying to save my wife. You say my wife does have the guts?
Oh, I think your wife has the guts. I think she has the stupidity, too. I think if we've listened to her fake like she's kicking you in the you-know-what, maybe she'll actually do it. Maybe she'll actually take that meat tenderizing mallet to Jed, whatever her name is, Janice Beauvoir. What's her name?
Janelle Beauvoir. And Kimberly Unger and Janice Greeley. What about it?
What about it? I mean, all you've been talking about is these women and how they call you Baboo and Bobby and Boo Boo or whatever.
Bobby's fine. That's my name.
Well, whatever name it is they're calling you, and as a result, your Uncle Reed gave you... Oh, Jesus. The Uncle Reed gave you the word autonomic, right?
He said what you are doing, Bobby, is autonomically reaching for the meat tenderizing mallet.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby, don't reach for the meat tenderizing mallet. And I go with the other advice other than General Shaw's. Ignore it. You're the president of the Homeowners Association. This is like a bunch of schoolgirls. You're mothers. You're adults. You run a Homeowners Association. Because they don't get your name right, you want to take a meat tenderizing mallet to their head?
That's what you reach for.
Yes, I do reach for it.
Why don't you try reaching for this?
What a filthy pig you are. Ow!
You better not have hit him.
No, I didn't.
You didn't, Mr. Henry.
Then knock that stuff off, okay?
Everybody always telling me what to do, and I can't have any fun. I look good in a pair of pants.
Yeah.
You trying to hang up?
Is the Pope Catholic? Fuck it, eh?
Watch the language. Bye-bye, Bobby.
You know what? On second thought, I don't...
Bobby Dooley and the tale of Babu or Baba. This happens every so often. They get her name wrong or they mock her. And this is something that really drives her up a wall. And she begins to act out a little bit.
Well, she said she had a meat tenderizing mallet. You know, rather than talk about it and call this show and run her guts about it, she ought to move on it. She ought to act on it.
Yeah, you try to tell her she's going to wind up in jail.
She's going to wind up in jail or worse. Bobby Dooley just needs to, I don't know when, but she needs to grow up. Boo-boo. Phil Henry Show, coming back with General Galen Shaw on this whole phenomenon of people stopping you on the street, but not really. People don't actually stop me on the street. It's generally in the parking lot of the grocery store, but there has been great exception made on this program and elsewhere when I say I get stopped on the street and I'm asked my opinion.
Stopped on the street?
On the street, Dickman. All right, wait a minute. General Shaw back with people asking his opinion on the street, right? But actually in the grocery store parking lot.
Yes.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hi, this is Bobby.
And it's Steve Dooley. And we want you to get a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website. Not because Mr. Henry is, you know, we want him to be rich, but because we're on the show a lot, and also we're in the archives. And Mr. Henry and the Bobby Dooley and me, Steve Dooley, and the Steve Dooley, we've worked out a deal...
Steve, I allowed you to do this because you'd say it better.
I'm doing it better. We worked out a deal where we got a percentage of every time you stream one of our shows.
Every time you stream a Bobby Dooley show, what you do it?
Every time you stream or you download one of the Bobby Dooley shows on the Phil Henry website in the archives, we get a percentage. We share in the profit. So we encourage you to get a subscription to the Phil Henry Show and then go and download Bobby Dooley or stream Bobby and Steve Dooley shows.
Stream Bobby and Steve Dooley. Make it a wonderful Christmas for the Dooley family.
For me, Steve, and my wife, Boo Boo. Ah, shit.
Boo Boo, huh?
Ooh, God, right in the ball sack.
I never touched him.
Never touched me.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Get a subscription today for a month or for a year for the...
Bobby.
Dooley.
Show.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Here he is, Phil Henry.
General Shaw and all of us here in the studio. I say General Shaw and all of us here in the studio, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, me, Phil Henry. So, General Shaw, you are quite vociferous these days about your opinion and where you give it. Now, I know we gave you a hard time. No, hold on. This all started when I said people stopped me on the street, and you people thought that was a real laugh riot.
All we did was ask you...
Yeah, ask you where.
Yeah, you asked me where.
No, they don't stop me on the street. That's a figure of speech. You've heard of that, right?
Of course, yeah.
Good God, Phil, of course.
That's right. Yes, we have.
All right. No, they don't stop me on the street. Generally, people, when they recognize me in public...
How do, Dave, do they recognize you a lot?
Try talking for a living, Dippin. Hi-ya.
Wait a minute.
He's asking a good question. Do they recognize you a lot? Every now and again, don't they recognize you? Not really, no. Unless they recognize my voice. Well, they recognize me, okay? Maybe it's because I'm very forceful with my opinions. Look, I don't take any stuff. Especially from some of these monkeys in the grocery store. Like the other day, I'm over there at Huberty's, right?
Yeah.
And I'm getting some cucumbers because Patsy said she's making the cucumber salad that I like.
Right.
So I got, I don't know, they had four, five for a dollar. And the kids over there, one of the, you know, one of these monkeys they got, he's,
General, what do you mean by monkey?
I'm just some kid, okay?
Yeah, can't be racial about it.
It was a white kid, okay? All right, so what, anyway, what?
So anyway, this kid's there,
and I'm getting, I'm going, hey, where do I weigh these? He's, oh, yeah, yeah, look at the cucumbers, ha, ha. He's making a squirrely-looking face and pointing, and I'm going, are you kidding me? Are you saying because I got four cucumbers, somehow these are dicks? What are you laughing at?
I can't believe that this is actually a conversation.
You know, I don't believe this. I think you bring this to the show to shock.
I'm telling you the truth. The kid, I said, where do I weigh these? He goes, what? I said, what does it look like to you? And I'm holding these cucumbers. I had all four of them in one hand. Henry, I can walk out of here now.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
I was holding all four of them in one hand. I said, where are the bags in this place? And the kid's all like, well, look, get a load of you. Gripping all four. Ha, ha, ha. As he's wiping his hands on his green apron. And I said, you know what? If my wife didn't need these for a salad, I know a great place they'd fit beautifully. And the kid's all, what do you want from me? And he turns around, rubs his ass and laughs and walks into the back. I never did get the bag. So, you know, people wonder why.
Wait, did this really happen?
What do you think? I'm sitting here lying.
So you go to the store and you're holding four cucumbers in one hand and you go, where do I put these?
No, I didn't say that, Dickman.
He said he wanted a bag.
I wanted a bag.
Okay. What'd the kid say?
The kid's going, get a load of you holding all four with one hand. Ha ha. Turns around, rubs his ass, and walks in the back. You know what? Forget it.
No. Come on, General.
No, forget it. What are you laughing at?
What do you think I'm laughing at? It's the funniest damn story ever. So what's the problem? I mean, I thought we were going to talk today.
Phil,
no, wait. I thought we were talking today about General Galen Shaw and how you don't take any stuff. And
yeah, I was talking about how people are stopping you on the street.
Will you get off this stopping on the street kick? I'm going to get violent in a minute.
All right, we're talking about how people engage you in conversation.
Yes. So I left the store, and I saw some listener. You said, hey, General Shaw, I listened to you on the whatever the guy's show is.
He really said that, huh?
He said, I listened to you on the guy on Henry. I said, that's me, yeah.
Don't you ever correct him and say, Phil Henry?
Yeah, I suppose I do, Phil. Jesus. All right, never mind. Go ahead. So he said, hey, General Shaw, what do you think about this horse race? The horse, what does he call it? The horse that died. I said, what horse? Because I hadn't heard about it.
Oh, that Medina.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby winner had died on the track at Santa Anita.
I said, you know what? I said, I haven't heard about that, but I'll tell you what. Maybe it was trying to get some service here at Huberty's in this market, trying to get cucumbers, and some punk kid is making a gag about me buying four cucumbers, knowing how to handle them with one hand.
That's what you talked to this guy about.
Yes, that's what he said. What happened? And I went into the story.
So this guy wanted to talk to you about something completely different, but you got him off on the topic of...
See, Phil's sitting here laughing. He's going, you got him off on the topic of...
You're doing that, Mr. Henry. You're stifling a laugh.
So what? So what if I am? It is a little bit amusing, General.
Oh, it's amusing, is it? I'll tell you this. The service over there at Huberty's is getting worse and worse.
I'm not here to run down a particular grocery store. It's simply the topic is people stopping the General on the street.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't stop me. And I said, it's a figure of speech. They stop me generally in parking lots. Or like last season at the ball game at Dodger Stadium. Hey, General. And they'll ask you stupid questions.
What else?
Well, they're asking me about this. What do you think about wearing a mask, you know? So I said, what do you think about it? I said, you know, wear it if you want. Don't wear it if you don't. As far as I'm concerned, I wish more people wore masks, not because of COVID, but because A, they're ugly, and B, their breath. Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, General, stop it.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I'm sure you want people to wear masks on the fountain because they're ugly.
Yeah, Dickman. In fact, right now, you could use one. Couldn't stop it with the gags. I'm not kidding. Some people have got Kisser on them and make a freight train take a dirt road. And the breath. That guy Mixa is just the tip of the iceberg. So my suggestion is the following. This is what I said to this guy at the ball game last summer. He said, "Hey, General, hey, you know, they call you over, they wave, you know, as I'm walking through the crowd to get a beer or something." I said, "Yeah." He said, "What do you think of masks?" I said, "In your case, I recommend it." And everybody's like, "Ha, ha, ha," you know. And, "Hey, General, seriously, do you wear a mask ever?" I said, "I don't, but I brush my teeth and use mouthwash." Ha, ha, ha. So a lot of people get a lot of laughs out of it. And it's, we have a great time and shake hands. It's all a big misunderstanding. So I love that shake hands. It's all a big misunderstanding. Not misunderstanding. I know. All right, so that's General Shaw and his getting stopped on the street, or in this case, at Dodger Stadium. Where else?
Yeah, no, we're over there at the Huberty's parking lot.
Well, I think that
you know, some General, I think that you're right about the people should wear a mask because they're ugly.
Yeah, well, you know, Dickman, if the shoe fits.
Okay, fine, if you think I'm ugly, but how about you wear one?
Oh, you think my, oh, wow, so you think I'm ugly.
Wait a minute, let's grow the hell up.
All right, well, if you forget about the ugly part, some people really do need some mouthwash. And if you can't get out of bed in the morning and brush your teeth and use usual oral hygiene.
Oral hygiene.
Oh, my God, he thinks it means blowjob.
Would you stop, please?
All right, wait a minute. I'm sorry. What I'm saying is some people could use the mask, if for no other reason, then they don't brush their teeth.
Where are you going?
Taking a walk.
Well, there you go. There's a nice neutral position on masks.
What do you mean neutral? That's very forceful.
Yeah, well, you're basically saying wear a mask because your breath smells and you're ugly.
That's it, Phil.
That's not taking a position, though, but...
All right, well, what do you think, Phil? You take. Go ahead, take a position.
I wear a mask, okay? I mean, I wear a mask, but I'm well past the point in time where I'm going to tell people, I mean, it ain't me, man, you know.
I tell you one thing, if I'm wearing a mask and somebody says something to me, I mean, I, you know, nobody has ever done that.
Yeah, like a guy's gonna baa like a sheep and stuff like that.
No one's done that. I haven't had anybody, no one's ever said anything to me about wearing a mask, okay? Because here's where I wear masks, man. I wear them in the grocery store, I wear them on the airplane, I wear them at a doctor's office, I wear them where people expect you to wear them. And then,
what about at ball games? So you mentioned that you and Jackie went to the Panther game.
No, I don't wear them at ball games. I've been double vaxxed. I got the booster, and I'm good. If I get COVID, I'll get a very mild case of it. It won't be deadly. I won't be, you know, on a respirator.
Yeah, but how do you know for sure, Mr. Henry?
Guess what, Jack? I don't. That's the danger of life. But how do I know for sure that the damn vaccine wasn't going to turn me into a vampire or something?
What? You think it can?
Oh, well, you get out of here.
Well, Phil,
no. I mean, nothing in life is for sure, but I have experience with vaccines. I've been vaccinated my whole damn life. I happen to trust the medical establishment of the United States of America and the FDA, and down through the years, they've been vaccinating people. Even some of the people who don't want to be vaccinated are vaccinated. I don't want to get into a whole controversial thing because otherwise people are going to start getting pissed off, and we live in a pissed off country, and, you know.
So you don't wear a mask?
I do. When I'm supposed to wear a mask, I wear it.
Like where?
I just got done telling you. Never mind.
Tell people that we don't wear masks in here.
No, we don't wear masks in here because everybody here has been vaccinated, or so you say.
Yeah, I swear to God. Yeah,
because I haven't asked anybody for any vaccination proof. Okay, so...
given the fact that we're all made up people...
All right, given the fact that you're all made up... I guess you are all vaxxed because you're all... I created you and I'm vaxxed.
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right, that's a great way to get into the week. I'm done.
Oh, you're done, huh?
Yeah, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, folks, that the Saturday Cinema is back. Had a great response to Creature from the Haunted Sea. We've got another great Saturday Cinema coming up for you this coming Saturday. The chat had a good time on the chat on Friday night. Our next chat will be scheduled for the first Friday in January. It'll be a brand new year and a brand new chance to get things, you know.
Just as bad as we got them last year.
Yeah, just mess them up as bad as we did last year.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Don't forget to get a subscription to our wonderful world famous Phil Henry Show. Remember, Bobby and Steve Dooley are now getting a percentage of every Bobby and Steve Dooley. What is that stream?
I don't know what they're talking about. I haven't.
You didn't agree to anything like that.
I don't remember. No.
Maybe your attorney did.
My attorney can't agree. Thank you very much, folks. We'll talk about this later if you don't mind.
Because I'd like to talk to you about my deal.